Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the branded E.T. sequel nobody asked for, the controversial Peloton ad, which Glee star I ran into when I saw Knives Out, and which Fergie lyric will be our next friendship tattoo. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler.
Hi, hello, and welcome to December. Was the latest episode already December? Who knows? Kind of. Yes. It was the start of December. Well, we're in the thick of it now.
Someone at work the other day was talking about some December song by some pop queen and said it was the best December reference. And I thought, have you considered December by Sarah Bareilles? And they weren't even
maybe
talking about Demi Lovato? Ooh, yeah, maybe. Does she have a song?
Remember December. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think that's it. Some gay I was working with was all, Remember December.
I love
he
that
was
song.
All, he was all, Remember to December by Demi Lovato is the definitive December pop song. And I said, not Back to December by Taylor Swift or just December by Sarah Bareilles.
Well, I think the whole Here We Go Again album from Demi Lovato was transcendent for me. I loved it.
Anytime it's got
Gift of a Friend.
Anytime someone names a Demi Lovato album, I think of that clip of her with some girl being like, I'm your biggest fan, and her being like, name three of my albums.
I am a Demi fan, but I don't think I could list three
I
albums.
I couldn't name an album, and I loved her last album. I was re-listening to it.
Can you name any album? I'm sure she's got one called Demi.
I'm sure probably Demi. Isn't like Skyscraper one of them? I know that was a song. I don't know if that was like the album.
No. Confident.
Confident?
she does have one called Demi. And then Unbroken.
God. What was the last one called?
Well, every album, this is not me dragging her, but every album she has a song about her dad. So I could safely assume one album is called
Stone
Father, Daddy,
Cold.
Stone Cold.
Papa.
Her latest album is Tell Me You Love Me.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song. And I like Daddy Issues, and I like Hitchhiker. I mean, I really did listen to that last album. So I guess
I love Demi. Demi, I'm a fan of Demi.
I guess I'm a Lovatic.
But again, I could not list three albums if confronted by her about it. So
I think if anyone confronted me, if Katy Perry was all named three of my albums. Okay, wait, that I could.
Teenage Dream. the one that's like Witness. And, what's the latest one?
Witness was the latest one.
Oh, well, what's the one before that? The one it's like a nice Prism. Field on the cover. Oh, Prism, maybe.
Yeah. Prism.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to. Gaga, well, of course I could.
Yeah.
Adele, 19, 21, 25. See, that's easy.
Well, and then Gaga's new album, Adele.
Sure, absolutely. Can you do Beyonce?
Four.
Sure.
Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Lemonade.
There you go. What about Selena Gomez? That seems impossible.
I fucking couldn't name a single Selena Gomez album.
You know.
What's her one, like, something dancing?
Revival. Stars Dance.
Stars Dance. Is that an album or a song?
Just an album. Okay. I'm not finding any other albums.
Well.
For You, I guess, is an album she put out. I was not here for that. Oh, that's Selena Gomez in the scene.
I don't know. Speaking of December, did you see that clip of that gay in a Target saying Mariah Carey invented Christmas and some like woman arguing with him saying that like Bing Crosby invented Christmas?
I did. It's from a couple years ago, or if not last year.
But, oh, is it?
Is it making its way around?
It was making its rounds again, and I LOL'd.
Well, do you agree? Who do you think had more of an impact on Christmas, Bing Crosby or Mariah Carey?
I just think it's funny that he was clearly like just continuing to take like to egg them on because they were getting so okay.
Yeah, it was obvious that like they were just trying to like push a button of an old woman,
that was
which I love.
Epitome of okay boomer.
Standing
in a Target aisle yelling at a stranger that Bing Crosby invented Christmas.
It is that time of the year to bust out the Christmas music. I am a fan of like a classic Christmas album. I know that you like your
you don't know me.
Yes, I do know you. Your Christmas playlist on Spotify, which people can follow, is a lot of like it's more like the OC Chrismica album. You know
Ew,
what I mean?
No, it is not.
It is.
It's got powerful vocals from pop queens, and I've been really thinking this year. I thought, you know, a lot of Christmas songs are just the same song over and over.
Sure.
And I just wanted to say, you know, I think Kacey Musgraves really stepped it up with some Christmas originals. I mean, her album's like mostly covers, but I think she had some great originals on her Christmas album. I was thinking Kelly Clarkson has some great originals
on her
album.
Kelly Clarkson has great Christmas originals.
I don't know if I'd say Sia's originals were like that great.
Didn't love them. they to me, they read very like, buy the rights to this to put it in a commercial for Target.
Well,
I didn't want anything more than that from it.
You know how many musicians Target's keeping employed? Your girl Meghan Trainor is one of them.
Go off. The Fergie exclusive Target edition.
Oh God.
Do you know that story?
I don't ever want to hear about a Target exclusive.
Well, once I was at Trevor Live and it was a fundraiser for the Trevor Project. It was like a gala and
Gala?
Gala, baby.
Even as for the Trevor Project?
What's the type of apple I like?
Macintosh?
Bala? Is there a gala?
Bitch, if it ain't Honeycrisp, I don't want it near me.
I love Honeycrisp. No,
Am I rich because I buy Honeycrisp apples?
I think you're rich because you buy apples.
Apples to me
seem expensive.
Have I told the story before of my friend's mom who would buy like 5 Honeycrisps and throw in one like look-alike at a cheaper price with the hopes of when the person is scanning them at the bags, they have like a 20% chance that they ring them all up at the lower price instead of the Honeycrisp price.
She sounds
like
insane.
A thief.
Yeah, she sounds like untrustworthy. What were we just talking about? Something about apples? Jesus.
Gala.
Oh, so
something
I was at
about
the
you and the Target something or another.
Yeah, I was at the Trevor Project's benefit a couple years ago, and Fergie was blackout drunk, and she went on stage, and she somebody was presenting an award, and it was like some famous actor, and so she stormed the stage and was giving some speech, and then she was like, she had something to say, and then she started singing her new single, which nobody asked for, and she was like, you can find this song on the Target Deluxe exclusive of my new album, which you can all go out and buy, and I'm like, girl, we are here for LGBTQ plus suicide. Like, stay on topic, stay focused.
Well, you know what they say. Fergalicious definition make the boys go loco.
Fergalicious definition
is
make
that
the
what
boys
it is?
Call Trevor.
Is that what the
I
lyric
think is?
Is
what they said.
Do you think there's someone out there with a tattoo that says Fergalicious?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. See, this just goes back to my point. If you can think it, it exists.
Well, would you get a tattoo of a Fergie lyric?
No. Well, maybe on the bottom of my foot. Who cares?
Okay.
Should that be our next friendship tattoo?
Fergie lyrics? Maybe. Which one? Which from what song?
Drive-through
gross as hell.
Yeah. Taco Bell. Gross as hell. That's literally what I was thinking. So I guess we have to go there.
I guess we have to. I think Taco Bell would probably pay for it if we told them we were doing it.
Well, Lord knows they would.
Speaking of Sia, you kind of said Sia. Did you see the video of her going around paying for people's groceries at the grocery store?
No, but I do think of Sia this time of year because Survivor is getting close to an end and Sia is a big Survivor fan. And she just keeps showing up and throwing money at Survivor contestants who lose.
Well, somebody has to. I wish she would do that for Amazing Race contestants.
Bitch, that's what I said.
Do you think she watches the race?
Should we tweet her?
I think you should. I definitely think you should.
I was going to say, Sia, our new season's out on DVD. Let me send you a copy. And then maybe she'll like send us some money.
Sure. Maybe she'll see us in a Kia. Maybe she'll send us a Kia. That's what I would like.
I don't need a new car.
Yeah, neither do I. And I don't want to pay the taxes on that. Anyway, so you saw Sia going to the... You didn't see the video of her.
I didn't, no. What did she do?
So basically, she went to a grocery store.
Don't cry, snowman.
Excuse me? What? Is that a Sia song?
Yeah.
I don't know that one. But she went to a Walmart and she went to a TJ Maxx. She didn't have her wig
on. Are you telling me Sia is a Maxinista?
She is a Maxinista baby. She was seen at the Palm Springs Walmart and also the Palm Springs TJ Maxx. She was going around register to register and just swiping her credit card. She was telling people, because you know how like you would normally recognize her on red carpet with her wig, or like if she's performing, she's got her wig. She does that,
or
so she can
little dancer bitch friend of hers.
Okay, that's a child. sure. She does it
be
so she can like stay like anonymous when she's in public, which apparently it works because she was at the Walmart and the TJ Maxx, and people didn't know it was her that was going around paying for everyone's things, because she was telling everyone that she had just won the lottery, and. Oh. So she was going register to register telling people she was telling people her name was Cece and that she like just won the lottery.
Like the pizza joint?
Yeah, but I've never been.
I've heard it sucks.
I'm a quantity over quality person.
I know you're a buffet bitch.
I'm a buffet bitch. I'm a TJ Maxinista.
Yeah, mask for Maxinista.
So she was going around just paying for everyone's groceries. I loved it. It's so sweet.
Bitch, what are people buying from TJ Maxx right now anyway? Like those popcorn tins where like one third is caramel corn, one third is cheddar popcorn, and one third is popcorn. And
they can't afford that luxury.
And it's got a reindeer snow scene.
Maybe. Is that what they sell at TJ Maxx? I don't really remember.
Yes.
Well,
I don't know. I haven't been in a while. I like TJ Maxx, but I just always think of those popcorn tins.
I love those popcorn tins. Which one? Do you eat one of them first? Do you leave any of them behind? Do you go like...
I pull out the paper dividers and then shake it.
Okay, you're chaotic.
I'm kidding. I don't eat that trash. I just make a regular bag of like movie theater butter popcorn by Orville Redenbacher.
Well, I like the tin. And I think the tin serves many purposes post
you can,
popcorn.
Yeah, you can put it on the top. If you live in the Midwest, you can put it up on the top shelf of above your cabinets.
You can keep your threads and needles in
there.
You
can put your garland where your garland weaves in between your your Macintosh Apple themed kitchen.
If you were here's
in your shiplap.
Okay, back to Sia. Would you ever, if you could be at like in any store and get somebody to run up and give you a credit card swipe, what would you want? Which store would you be at?
The bank.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Is the bank a store?
It's a money store, baby.
I know.
That's like when people ask me, what's my favorite social media? I say, bitch, Venmo.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Thank you. Add me. Don't add me, actually.
I told you, wait, when I was there for Thanksgiving, someone Venmoed me $10.
That's sweet.
Her picture looked like it was a robot prostitute.
She sounds like she's ready to give. Do you think it was Sia?
I don't know. Someone just Venmo'd me $10, and then it was like a very risque picture of a girl. It looked like very much like a pop-up ad on Venmo.
Somebody didn't get their $10 that she owed $10 to. I told everyone, we were all around, and everyone owed me money for something, and people Venmo'd me, and one person was like, oh, I'll Apple Pay you. And so I just have this pending Apple Pay thing, and I don't know how to do that. And so am I just counting my losses on that? I think so.
I think you just like log in and put in your bank account number.
Oh my gosh.
It
seems like a to-do.
Is it worth the money or not?
It is. I'll do it. Maybe. We'll see.
Well, it's Friday night. Do you have any big plans tonight?
I have no plans.
Oh my God.
Actually, which is so boring. Nice. I have like a big night tomorrow. I've got a big plan.
What? Well,
I'm gonna
diaper,
and I'm gonna save my energy for that big plan. But tonight, I don't know. Nothing's on the menu. What are you doing tonight?
Well, since you asked, I'm finally gonna go see Frozen 2.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I am gonna take an edible. I'm gonna go see Frozen 2. I'm gonna fuck up a big popcorn and a regular fucking Coke, and I have remained spoiler-free. I have no idea what's going on. I don't know. Someone could be a lesbian. Something could be happening.
Who knows? I heard she's not a lesbian, but maybe. I don't want to spoil anything.
Don't spoil anything for me.
We'll see. Who knows? You let me know.
And then
I have zero interest in seeing it, though I did love the first Frozen. Nathan keeps playing the Frozen soundtrack anytime we drive anywhere, this Frozen 2 soundtrack. And I'm just like, no matter how much you push it, I don't think I care. Maybe I have to see it first.
I know. I saw one of our gay friends on Instagram post about one, like whatever that big song was, and was all trying to act like it was better than Let It Go. And I was like, well, maybe I have to. I listened to it, and I was like, maybe I have to just see it in the movie.
Now, is Frozen a Pixar movie or a Disney movie?
Disney.
Do we need a Frozen 2? Like,
yeah,
are there untold stories we need to hear? I guess I should.
You don't want to know what's happening in Arendelle?
Maybe, I guess. I don't know.
My only problem with the first one, since you asked.
Go on.
I really hate the voice Jonathan Groff does for
the reindeer.
The reindeer.
Reindeer are better than people. That one?
Yeah.
I think I could have done it.
Maybe it's you.
Might be.
Should I check your IMDb?
I only really care about seeing it for the Olaf of it all. But, like, you know what was disturbing
to me? I hate Olaf.
Oh, I love Olaf. I hated in the first one all the I didn't care about the trolls. I didn't care about their song.
I cared more about the trolls than I did Olaf.
That's bonkers to me. Because the troll plotline, I haven't been that disinterested in trolls since I saw... Oh, no, I'm thinking gnomes. Gnomeo and Juliet, which...
You saw Gnomeo and Juliet.
I went to theaters to see Gnomeo and Juliet because Gaga had a song in it, which wasn't available online, but I wanted to hear it, so I went and saw it in theaters.
Is it available online now?
No. She did a song with Elton John, and it's never on anything. But it's in the middle of the movie, and so I took baby Aiden, my nephew, I said...
Okay, well, this makes it better. At least this is why you saw it.
Lucky you. It's your lucky day. I get to take you to a movie, and you don't have a choice of what we're seeing, because we're going to go see Gnomeo and Juliet. He did not care, and I heard my Gaga song.
Well, speaking of songs that weren't online but now are, you can now stream Katy Perry's Christmas song on all streaming services this holiday season.
Why didn't she have it last year? Didn't it last come out last year?
Yeah, it was an Amazon exclusive, so you could only be like, hey, Alexa, play Katy Perry. But now it's on Spotify and Apple, I presume. And
she put out a music video.
Yeah, I know. I just have to slip it in the power hour.
So is she the queen of Christmas this year?
I don't know. Do we need a queen of Christmas?
Well, Taylor Swift just put out a new Christmas song.
I listened.
I didn't hear it.
I thought, well, I didn't make it all the way through.
Oh.
I mean, I'll probably give it another whirl. I was working and I was like, okay. And then it did not keep my attention. I thought, moving right along.
Yeah, I didn't add it to my jams playlist because I didn't think it fit the category. And I also didn't listen to it. So maybe I'll revisit it at some point, but. I don't know. Maybe. maybe not, though.
Were you one of those grumpy people that was all like, I don't care about your most played on Spotify?
Oh, no.
People who said that can fuck off.
I think it's very easy. If you don't care, just keep scrolling.
And like you know what I do with stories I don't care about? I just click the button I scroll right through. Yep. But I'm like, people like me really do care. And I really am interested in people's music and songs. And I think it reveals a lot.
Well, what were your top artists of the year?
It was Maggie Rogers, Sarah Bareilles, Carly Rae Jepsen, Maren Morris, and Taylor Swift.
Okay.
But Katie was my most played song of the year. But somehow that didn't translate into most... top five artists.
I don't know what happened with me, but this year was very funky. Actually, I do know what happened. Gaga didn't release an album, but here's what happened. My top five artists in order were Kim Petras, Maggie Rogers, Ariana Grande, Katy Perry.
Really coming around to Maggie Rogers. You're welcome.
I know. She's And then Katy Perry and then Lady Gaga. Somehow, Katy Perry was more listened to than Gaga, but I guess I get it because... no Gaga album. But did Katie have an album? No.
No, she had three songs.
What'd she have? 365.
Oh, actually, yeah, I forgot 365 too. Small Talk, Harley's in Hawaii.
Sure.
All the bops.
Actually, yeah, I liked all of her songs this year. So that makes sense that she was more played than Gaga. And Ariana cheated. She had two albums like back to back. So like, of course I had her high up there because I was listening to the albums. Maggie Rogers makes complete sense. Kim Petras, obviously, I listened to the Halloween album all year long. So
yeah.
And then I was kind of surprised by my artists of the decade. Who did you have as your artist of the decade?
Sarah Bareilles, which was not surprised about, but she was She was never once my artist of the year on an individual year, which I thought was interesting, but she was my artist of the decade, which just shows that her discography has legs.
Mm. Sure.
You know.
Mine was Gaga, of course. And then Kim Petras, then Ariana Grande, then Troy, and then Taylor Swift.
For of the decade?
Of the decade. Can you imagine? Taylor Swift right
there. Oh my God.
My number one song of the decade was Waving Through a Window. Thank you, Ben Platt.
It said my number one song of the decade was Never Really Over by Katy Perry. So I'm like, how
you
did
must
that...
have just had it on repeat for one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but for the decade, I mean, I guess.
I don't know.
Maybe. And then, yeah, all my artists were definitely my usual suspects. It was a lot of Sarah, Maggie, Maren, Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, Ariana, Lady Gaga. It was all women and
the
then
pop
Troy.
Queens.
And then all and then Troy.
My biggest takeaway from all of this was in 2014, I must have been going through something. And 2012. Because 2012, my top song and artist was Lana Del Rey. And I'm not even a Lana Del Rey fan. Like, was I
sad? I didn't even have anything going on for 2012, which I was like, what the fuck happened? And you know what? Lulu texted me.
What?
He goes, must have spent too much time on RDO in 2012.
Literally, probably.
And it
we used to use this app called RDO. I wonder if it's still around, where you could vote for what the next song would be. And it's a great concept until
Spotify should really implement a version of it for their app, especially nowadays, because back then not as many people were streaming music. But now imagine if you were at a party and you could queue up songs from Spotify to play on the playlist and have everyone in the room vote for what they want to hear next.
I hate having to be in charge of the playlist for a pregame because right. Everyone's like, can you add this? Can you put this on?
No.
If I could grant access to a one night only, I invite my friends
maybe
to participate.
You get a room code very a la Quiplash. Okay, maybe. Well, I guess we're inventing this. Okay.
And
no,
then
copyrighted. No one take this.
But the good thing about RDO was you could vote up and down or something on each song. So the group could decide everyone wants
so if there's
the song
like
next.
Tyler queues up four Lady Gaga songs, but then I put in Never Really Over and everyone in the room would rather hear that before one of the Lady Gaga songs, they can vote it up and it just jumps the line.
Right.
God, whatever.
This really needs to exist.
This really needs to come back. Imagine the ease of parties.
I would love it. Yeah, because currently my system is I have my Google Home in my kitchen and then everyone's screaming at my Google Home because you have to talk to it to change the song.
I know, and then people cut off a song before it's even done. And
yeah, no. And not everyone should have access, to be honest. Not everyone has the taste.
Not everyone has permission.
Not everyone should have permission.
Have you
started Christmas shopping at all?
So I just bought my dad the Amazing Race season 31 DVDs, which...
Nothing says I love you like watch me for 12 hours.
My dad... begged for season 28, begged for it, and it didn't come out until 3 years. I think it came out last year. I know I got it from last year for his birthday or for Christmas or something. And he's obsessed with it because he can't figure out how to download it on Apple TV or whatever.
Aren't they on Hulu?
You think my dad knows how to do Hulu?
Okay.
My dad has to use my Netflix. And then after I logged him in and set up with him up with his own profile, he was like, now you can't see what I'm watching, can you? And I thought, what does he think is on Netflix?
No. Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, what are you watching? Every rerun of Cheers? Yeah, I know.
No, thank you.
My dad love Cheers. Cheers in the Office.
I've never seen it, but I trust you that it's good. Did you see the ad for the Peloton?
I saw everyone was talking about it. And by everyone, I mean I saw the Philip DeFranco video on YouTube that I watched halfway while on mute.
Word. So apparently there was a viral video. It was an ad last year, but then it went viral this year. It was just so crazy to me how that happens. Something slip through the cracks, but then have a moment later. Never give up on your dreams, I guess. But this... it went
your
viral
shitty
because...
commercial can become famous years later too.
Sure, maybe. It went viral because it's basically a boyfriend or a husband or something getting his girlfriend or wife a Peloton, and then she vlogs waking up to use it, and she looks like she's against her will. She hates it, and then at the end she shows the guy who got it for her her vlog, like compilation of her throughout the year using it. It was so bizarre. But I will say this.
That was the ad was like a vlog of her.
It was kind, yeah, it was kind of like a like it was showing her throughout the year using the Peloton and waking up early. And then at the end, it's the next Christmas and she, her gift is, I think, showing him her vlog that was like a year in the making of like, thank you for the best gift and blah, blah, blah. And here's me
for
waking
her
up.
Her transformation,
I guess.
Every day?
I don't know. People were really upset about it because they were saying like, oh, the implication of a man buying you something saying, bitch, lose some weight. But
I saw the clip where she like came downstairs and saw it. And I thought, I didn't think she needed to lose weight or anything.
Maybe she just doesn't want to go into Flywheel anymore. Like it's expensive to buy a pass every time. Or maybe it's like she doesn't have one in her town. Or maybe she asked for one. I don't know. Like everyone's kind of going off of, I mean, I understand the complaints, but I was like, this isn't, who cares? And if she didn't want it, she could take it back and get the money. These are all my thoughts.
Is that what you do with your gifts?
Absolutely.
My dad just buys the first thing he sees and he's like, well, if they don't want it, they'll return it.
My family, so when I was growing up, it was like very not okay to return gifts. Like as if it was insulting. And I wanted to be like, grow up. Don't take this personally. I don't need this, you know?
Well, what if you got two of the same?
Exactly. Especially that.
What if you had four yo-yos?
You know I did. You know, 1 year for Christmas or for my birthday, I asked only for yo-yos and I got like 20 yo-yos.
Did you get them from the Pacaplaza kiosk?
Absolutely. We've discussed this, Corey.
Did you have the brain?
I never knew how to yo-yo.
Did you have the brain? It slept for you.
I never knew how to yo-yo.
You just had four yo-yos and you couldn't even do it?
It was
like,
oh
my God.
It was
like, did you get like fun color strings?
I don't know. I never used them. I just carried them around to be seen with them.
Oh my God. You are so, I could teach you how to do the Eiffel Tower. I can walk the dog. I can do the like cradle shit.
I would like to learn how to yo-yo.
Maybe since in 2019 you learned piano, in 2020 you learned to yo-yo. And it's always words that end with an O from here on out.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yo-yo.
Piano. Yo-yo. Legos.
Legos, sure. Vibrato.
Well, good luck with that.
Maybe.
Lizzo. Speaking of holiday commercials, do you have any favorite holiday commercials?
Why are you asking me like that?
you know, like the ding dong Hershey Kiss Christmas trees, carols of the bells,
and the one, what and the fuck you're talking about,
and the one Hershey Kiss brushes his head at the end because he's
no,
so tired.
No, you know
from
what
all
one
work,
I love,
or I'll the M&Ms being all he does exist.
No, I like. Oh, I do like that one actually. I like the one where it's Folgers and the brother comes home. Have you seen this?
And then what?
And then the sister answers the door and she's like, I've missed you so much. And there's like sexual tension between the brother and the sister. It went viral. Do you remember this? And
that
everyone's like, Folgers, what the fuck?
It's like the Campbell soup one where it's the snowman comes inside and then he eats the chicken soup and it turns into a boy.
I don't recall that one. Didn't catch it.
What?
I didn't see that. No. I didn't see it. I didn't.
Well. Nope. Well, you're really missing out on that Hershey Kiss one.
I don't think I see many commercials because I don't watch much TV.
Oh, that's true.
So I don't really know. Like, I couldn't reference many Christmas. Why did you ask me? Do you have some that you want to say you love?
I just was trying to fill fucking 3 more minutes.
No!
Of
I have things to say. You don't need to fill time.
Well, listen, now everyone got to live and everyone really related to me when I talked about the Hershey Kiss Christmas tree.
Nobody
related commercial.
To you. You know what? Did you see the Xfinity ET commercial?
I'm tweeting it at you. When
did you see the Xfinity ET commercial? No.
No.
It was an ET sequel.
Squeakle?
It's got this. It's an ET equal.
ET equal.
ET equal, baby. No, it's ET comes back, and
he doesn't want to phone home anymore.
No, bitch, he's back. E.T.'s back.
And it's just a picture of him from behind wearing a long black dress like Celine's back.
No, listen. E.T. comes back and he visits Elliot, and Elliot's all grown up. It's the same actor.
Oh, no.
Yes, and he's got his own kids. And
Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore is dead. Drew Barrymore is dead. She's dead. What can I say? Her husband got her a Peloton. She killed herself. She's dead.
She had too much sexual tension with her brother.
Yep. It all happened. No, and then E.T.'s hanging out there watching Xfinity TV on Xfinity.
Oh, God. And then Santa shows up and goes, they do exist.
No, and then E.T. goes home. And that's the that on that.
So E.T. came all the way to Earth to get our cable?
Yeah, yeah.
Bitch, ain't nobody got Xfinity.
And that's what you missed on E.T.
Well.
Thank you.
That's what you missed on Glee.
Yep. Yep.
Have you been re-listening to the Glee cast Christmas albums this holiday season?
No, I haven't. Though, I did just go see Knives Out.
I saw it. We can discuss. We can't really discuss because did your movie also have the trailer at the beginning that was all, now this is a whodunit, so don't go spoiling it for people.
No, my movie did not have any. I was waiting for that because you said that was coming.
Yeah, the director was all. Did you like it?
I loved it. It was a fun little magical flick. I thought it was. Yeah. I liked the twists and turns. I had when I left, I was kind of thinking like, dude, I like that more than Parasite. It was just as fun.
Oh, I haven't seen Parasite.
But you haven't seen Parasite still? No. Parasite, to me, the twists were better.
Don't
because
tell me.
It was like,
I don't want
my jaw
to know
dropped.
That there's twists.
Shh. But every movie has twists, you idiot.
Well, does Frozen 2 have twists? We will find out.
I don't know. We'll see. No, the biggest twist of Knives Out was guess who was in the movie theater with me?
Oh, God. That dog.
Which one?
Little
the famous
bub.
Dog we talked about?
Little Bub.
No. somebody from the Glee cast.
Kevin McHale.
No. Tina? He's busy.
Tina?
No.
Chris Colfer.
Oh. And as we were leaving, Chris Colfer goes, oh, hey, Tyler. And I was so thrown off guard. I haven't seen him in years. And I just said, hi. And then I ran away and I was like, well, that was the worst. I'm terrible at interactions. And I thought, I wonder what he thought of Knives.
I mean, it's always awkward when you run into an ex.
Please. I mean that off the record, on the record, that's not the reality of the situation.
Well, great.
Cool.
No, I had one thing to say about Knives Out. Now, didn't you just hate Daniel Craig's accent?
I didn't know that was Daniel Craig. The accent was so good that I was lost in his character.
No, it was as bad as fucking, what's that White House show with Kevin Spacey? House of Cards.
It's oh my God, yeah, it was very
just as
bad.
Bad as that fucking House of Cards accent that we had to deal with. I thought, if there are people that really talk like this out there.
It was.
Sorry if you're listening.
But I did. I really liked the movie, and I thought it had interesting commentary on current events. And it really brought me around on that Chris guy.
That's what someone else tweeted, too.
Chris Evans.
I just think his face is too pretty. Grow a beard or something.
Whoa. I mean, that is why I love Chris. What's the other Chris that I like?
Pine could use a beard.
No, he when he's
That's why I
out,
like
I think
Thor,
he so
because
good.
He has a beard.
Mm. Well, okay.
All right. Well, look at that. Well, we went way over a whole
oh
3 minutes.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry,
it's
you guys.
It's the holiday spirit. Everyone loves stuff.
Sure. Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
I am at I am at They Do Exist.
And I am Folger's Incest on TikTok.
Cute. TikTok's being sued for selling minors information.
I saw that TikTok is getting in trouble because they were like blocking content from people they think would get bullied. Like, they would watch content, and their facial recognition features would check people's faces, and if it was determined that person would likely be bullied, they wouldn't have
what
their stuff.
What facial features do we have that...
I don't want to know, and I don't want to say, but certain people were being blocked from being seen on the app because they were like, oh, we're just protecting them from bullies. I'm like, Okay, that's not how you do it. You just change to the ugly bullies
for TikTok.
Yes, so I well, too ugly shit. For TikTok. That's my new account.
That's my new. I guess that's our new platform. It's our TikTok rival.
Yep. Sure. Okay. Thank you for listening. Good luck with your lives. Follow us on the internet, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.